Hey, Kevin Guthrie here from Radio Newark, the mental health podcaster. Okay, so for anybody that listens to these on a regular basis, you will know that for the last year and a half, we've been doing mental health podcasts to help people understand their mental health a little bit better and to get people talking. Those have been suspended just for a short while. And what we're going to do is we're going to do a series of much shorter podcasts that go out on a more regular basis. We're aiming for daily, but that does depend on my workload. Okay. We do the podcast because we want people to talk and we want people to connect. These podcasts are going to be very kind of COVID-19 focused, but around mental health. Okay. We are in unprecedented times. We don't know what's happening. So each time I do a podcast, I want to be able to talk to you about, not so much about what's happening, because that is not my area of expertise. The mind is my area of expertise. Okay, so today I wanted to talk about despair and fear. There's an awful lot of fear around, masses and masses of fear around, quite rightly so. I'm not going to try and dismiss that in the slightest. So remember that the mind is programmed to detect fear. It is... just if I walk into a room, then my mind will analyze the entire environment. It will look for sounds and smells and look visually to see if there's anything out there that is dangerous or that I need to be aware of. And it will analyze and unconsciously tell me, so that part's really important, unconsciously let me know if there's anything in there dangerously. So unconsciously it does the analyzation and then it brings it into my consciousness and goes, you need to be aware of that person there, or that bag over there looks a bit dodgy, or whatever it is. Okay, so that process is taking place in our mind all the time on an unconscious level. So we have to be aware of that. Once we become aware of that, then we can be aware of... I was in my house yesterday and the news was on, the TV was on, and I could hear it unconsciously. It was like buzzing away in the back of my mind, and I went into the living room and I turned it off because I don't need to hear that much news. I just don't need to hear that much news. So I immediately turned it off and went, I don't need to hear that right now. If you're gathering information on the news, then maybe do it once or twice a day, but go to trusted sources. And you will hear this quite a lot, and you will have heard it quite a lot, but still people are flicking through Facebook, picking up odd bits of information. Be careful what you're picking up. I spoke to my sister the other day. My sister watches this. Hello. She said that we were in lockdown. And I went, this was Thursday. And I went, no. We're not in lockdown. She went, well, I'm sure we are. And I went, no, we're not. So just be careful. Be careful what pieces of information that you're listening to. I talked the other day about black and white thinking. Over here, people panic in and panic buy in and jumping up and down and screaming. Over here, people are going, yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be okay. Neither of those are a balanced position for me. We're somewhere in the middle where we go, no, this won't be okay. However, will the world survive after this is done? Yes, it will. It absolutely will. It will look differently. There's no getting away from that. This world is going to look different afterwards, but that's okay. Okay? The mind needs to know that it's survivable. And for those of us who are survivable, so in an age bracket where we don't have underlying health issues or anything like that, then just telling the mind that this is okay. And whilst delivering a level of safety. Okay, so just being aware. So even though somebody's young and fit, that doesn't mean that they should be in bars and clubs, which now have been closed. That's not the way to survive. Okay, being a little bit arrogant, a little bit ignoring this is not the way. So remember that the mind is all about fear. From fear, we get despair. We start to, our mind goes into this place of, oh my goodness, I haven't got this and I haven't got that and I haven't got any milk and there's no porridge in the cupboard. And it very quickly goes into these places of panic. And actually what we want to be able to do is, if there is no milk, then that's fine. Having no milk is not going to kill you. Then we think outside the box. We can't think outside the box if the mind is in panic mode. Doesn't do it, doesn't work, and it just doesn't do it. So try to stay as rational as you can. Remember that the nervous system, I said this on a previous podcast, and I'll keep saying it until you listen. Remember, the nervous system is on hyper alert at the minute. Most people's nervous systems are now on hyper alert. We have to take charge and reduce that hyper alertness as much as we can. And we do that very simply by deep breathing. Deep breathing, yoga, Pilates at home. There's loads of videos that you can do online. There's stacks and stacks of stuff that you can do. This sounds really, as I say it, I can hear people going, oh my God, he wants us to deep breathe whilst the world's under a pandemic. Yeah. Yeah, I do. I really do. I want you to make that choice and I want you to deep breathe, because that will calm your system down. If you calm your system down as much as you can, then you will make more rational decisions. Okay? I'm going to go because I don't want to do these podcasts and recordings for too long, because I know that you'll get bored and you don't want to listen to me. But I will try to keep them coming as regularly as I can. So I'm going to go. I should be back tomorrow. Until then, please be very kind to yourself. Be careful. And let's show a little love. Okay? I myself have tried to just be that little bit nicer to people in shops and key workers, and also people that are out there, people that are fearful. If we can smile at each other during this time that maybe we have more time off work, then that will bring a little bit of joy to the world. Okay, I'm going. Take care of yourself, and I will be back with another one of these very, very soon. Please like and share them. Get them out there. Take care.